This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Businesses often argue that raising the minimum wage makes them cut staff. Researchers have been examining this using the Yelp app. They find that restaurants with crappier reviews tend to close down when minimum wages go up. Reporter Brenda Salinas of the digital media organization 60DB has the story.
In January, the minimum wage in Palo Alto increased from $11 an hour to $12. And Adita Baran, a waitress at a local restaurant called Calafia, was psyched.
When the increase happened, everybody was a little bit happy that there was.
But she's noticed that the restaurant has cut back on staffing for each shift.
It's increasing the load on each person drastically.
Baran works at a restaurant with 3.5 stars on Yelp. Harvard business professor Michael Luca says restaurants in that category are 14% more likely to go out of business after a $1 minimum wage increase.
Basically, the 5 and 4.5 star restaurants are completely insulated from changes to the minimum wage. What we see, though, is that 2-star and 3-star restaurants are heavily affected by changes to the minimum wage.
Luca got raw data from Yelp about all the restaurants in the Bay Area, where there have been a lot of city-level minimum wage increases. His theory is that restaurants with higher levels of customer satisfaction are able to pass on higher labor costs to their customers. It's like a cushion. Restaurants with lower ratings can't do that. Pedro Castaneda is Baran's manager.
We're at that cusp point.
Paychecks have gotten fatter since the wage hike, but Castaneda says there are other factors contributing to the slowdown, like summer vacation. He says the restaurant is holding on.
I think if it goes any higher, we will definitely feel it.
Castaneda doesn't think the restaurant would actually close.
What would probably end up happening, we'd have to either get someone who could do multiple jobs or rely on technology a little more to cut back our staff.
Researcher Michael Luca says he's heard that one before.
I think it's rare to find a business that thinks that they're going to close.
But Luca says if the restaurant has managed to stay open this long after the hike, all signs are good. In Palo Alto, I'm Brenda Salinas for Marketplace.